story of Isaiah. You know, Isaiah, you would think in this passage, would be struck down by lightning for who he was, filled with guilt, filled with shame. He says these words, or the seraphim, the servants say these words. They say, "Holy, holy, holy." A tripling of the word, holy, holy, holy. All right, so this is the only time in the entire Bible that anything is tripled. Only time. It's it. In the original language, when you double something, our son Miles does this. He'll say truck, truck. What that means is big truck. So if I were to say beam, beam, what that would mean in Hebrew would be, that's a really big beam. They don't have adverbs in Hebrew. What you do is you double the word, and you're just supposed to, oh, that's Miles talk. That must be big. This is the only time that any word, is tripled. Chronicles, the book of Chronicles, has a doubling of gold. It says gold, gold. In other words, tons of gold. There's when Joseph is thrown into a pit, it says pit, pit. What that means is it's a really deep pit. Holy, holy, holy. Wow. That is spectacular. Our God is above anything that could ever be imagined. And you'd think that this Isaiah, living with all this pride, living with all this shame, would run away, that things would go wrong for him. And God comes in with his presence, and his presence comes in a burning coal, a burning coal. And you'd think that this would just blow Isaiah up, filled with his guilt and shame. And what does the passage say? It says that he was cleansed. He wasn't hurt. God touched his lips with a burning coal, and he was made clean. And then it goes on to say, "Lord, here I am, send me." In other words, God made Isaiah useful for his purposes. Friends, if you are feeling like you're not useful or not needed, every person in this church, every person is useful, no matter what you've done, no matter where you are this morning. We need each other. That's just straight good theology right there. God uses us. There's this old Indian story that I've held on to that I wanted to share with you this morning. It's about a woman that carried water. Maybe you've heard this before. And she had two water pots. This woman would carry water. She'd go and dip these water pots, say, 2 miles away from her home. And then she'd walk back, as you can imagine someone in India would do. And she had a pole on her back. And at the end of that pole were the two water pots. Now, one of the water pots had a crack in it. And every time the woman went 2 miles and walked back, the cracked water pot only brought back half of what she had loaded it up with. It leaked. And the other water pot was perfect. It held all the water inside. And so after some time, the cracked water pot began to feel very guilty and was ashamed that it couldn't carry all the water that the woman, with so much effort, tried to bring home. And so the cracked water pot said to the woman, I apologize that I have wasted so much water, and you've worked so hard to bring that water back. And the woman was touched, and she said with compassion to the water pot. Now, I get it. You're probably saying, who talks to a water pot? It's a story, right? It's a story. The woman said, did you see the flowers along the way? I want you to pay attention to the flowers along the way, the woman said, because you caused the flowers to happen. And I knew that you leaked along the way, so I planted seeds right where you dropped the water. And by the way, the flowers that we have in our house, they're because you dropped the water along the way. This was the plan, was to water the flowers all the way. In other words, the cracked vessel was very useful. My friends, you are useful. We're all cracked. We all have cracks of pride. We all have cracks of shame. You know what our God does? He doesn't smite you with fire. Man, he doesn't do that. You know what our God does? He doesn't investigate you to shame you on why you should have done something different. You know what our God does? He doesn't He doesn't compare you to others. He uses you as you are. And my friends here at Peace Lutheran Church, what we believe and teach is that he comes and he touches your lips. Not with a burning coal, but what does he touch your lips with? The body and blood of his son. You are forgiven. You are receiving mercy. God wants to use you as you are. And the greatest news is this. You don't have to fix your shame. You don't have to fix your pride. Just live in God's forgiveness today. Each time he gives that to you, each time he touches you on the lips, he'll use you for his purposes. You are very useful to God. So let's let Isaiah's story be our story. It's true for every single person at our church. Every single person. I was going to say except for Bill Krueger, but no, I'm joking. I can do that. I can tease him. Welcome back from Atlanta. Don't you love to just get teased right in the sermon? Ah, that's great. Every single person is useful here at Peace Lutheran. Amen.